Blog Talk Radio.
That's one of the big things, the differences that we've noticed in medicine today. The traditional approach is make no changes in your life and avoid disease. Do everything you can to avoid disease. Where in the natural approach, we know you're going to make different changes in your life because you're going to promote health. So the difference is one is avoidance of disease and symptoms. The other is that we're doing things to promote health. So that means we're going to do things like exercise, and we're going to eat differently. We're going to look at the body systems and how they approach to medicine. We have as an example like a pyramid that tells us what we're going to do. And at the bottom of the pyramid, of course, is to everybody's natural health. The second thing you want to do is some kind of exercise program to help promote your metabolism a little bit more. So whether it's yoga or weightlifting or some aerobics, basically exercise is the second rung on that pyramid going up. So the third one is managing stress. Now, I talked about stress last week, and I talked about how really most of the conditions that people experience today, especially digestive issues, come from stress. Al, I know you and I have talked about it many times, but I've used that example. Like if someone 100,000 years ago was eating berries and picking berries in the jungle, and all of a sudden they came around the trail and there was a tiger, what's going to happen? You're either booking it really quick or you're lunch. So the question becomes, do you need to digest all those berries and nuts, or do you need to run away from the tiger?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
I would say you need to run away from the tiger initially.
So what happens is all the blood leaves your stomach.
Yes.
So that digestion is impaired because basically the blood says, look, you're under stress. You have to run away. That's that flight or fight syndrome. And that means that we don't need to digest the berries. Your life is at stake. And so your whole body goes into this survival mode. And just the way during World War II, if the bombs were dropping, there would be a big siren, and everybody would go down into the bomb shelters. And they would wait for the all-clear signal. Then they'd come out, and they would then go about their lives again. Well, your cells do the same thing. When they're under stress, they begin to close up. And they actually constrict or contract their cell membranes so that they can hold on to everything. And they're waiting for that all clear signal, just like the siren that says all clear, the bombs are stopped. So they're waiting for that same kind of signal on a metabolic level. And yet most people, because they're under stress so often and under stress throughout their lives, that their cells are always somewhat impaired and their digestion is somewhat impaired. Have you noticed that in all the lectures you do around the country? What's the number one thing that people talk about?
Digestion and immune.
Correct.
Like.
Everybody's gassy and bloated and they have acid reflux or they have bowel issues, you know, diarrhea, constipation, bowel pain. All of these are because that stress response removes blood from your intestines and your digestion.
And those things affect your immune system and your mood and your emotions.
Oh, absolutely. We know that. Think of it. If your stomach is bothering you and you're somewhat nausea, you don't really feel well. You don't even want to eat. You know, it's the whole thing is you just don't feel well at all. And
that little saying that says that guy's got a knot in his gut. You know.
Oh, absolutely. And they feel that. You've got that pain or that nauseous feeling. And so how does that make you feel the rest of the day? How does that make you approach your work when you're on your having to do your workload? You know, everything becomes impaired. So what are some of the things that we can do? Of course, the first thing is attempt to de-stress the body. I'm hearing in the background, how are we doing on our board? Have we...
It just established the connection.
So,
if it
no
does,
idea. Are we... is it on?
Not yet, but we'll start on. Yeah.
Okay, so when it comes on, we'll just start over. I don't know, are we on? Can people hear us on the telephone? I'm not sure.
Yeah, they said
they were able to hear you.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, they are able to hear us. Okay. So basically, so again, we're going up that pyramid. So the first thing is eating right, making the right choices. The second thing is doing some kind of exercise, because that's one of the best ways to reduce stress is movement and exercise.
Can you share a little bit about what you're doing here in El Paso, Texas, to not only do a little exercise, but enhance the exercise with oxygen?
Oh, yes. There's a whole new program what we're doing with exercise. What's that? My board man's talking to us. Okay. So one of the things that we've started new is what's called EWAT, or exercise with oxygen therapy. And we've opened up a studio that's here in El Paso. And every piece of equipment in the exercise studio is tied to a high volume amount of oxygen that you're breathing. So the newest form of chemotherapy, the newest form of enhancing the immune system is oxygen. And this new thing called exercise with oxygen therapy, or EWAT. And so come to our office. One of the things that we're going to, of course, recommend is first and foremost, change your diet. And then the second thing that stops inflammation is this new form of exercise with oxygen. The average person will exercise, their heart rate goes up, but they're still never super saturating their plasma with oxygen. So when you're exercising with oxygen, every breath you breathe is pure oxygen. So you're getting anywhere from 3 to 5 liters of oxygen per breath. Now, when you exercise, you might go between 30 and 50 breaths per minute. And so imagine, let's say it's 40 and 3 liters, you're going to get anywhere from 120 to 160 liters of air per minute that you're breathing. So on the new machines, every breath you breathe is going to be pure oxygen. So what happens is you're going to get that 140 to 160 liters of oxygen as you're breathing as you're exercising. And they found that there's a physiological target point that once your body super saturates above four times saturation level in your plasma, your brain sends a signal to all the cells of your body to relax and dump all the toxic material that it's been holding. So it's almost like the all clear signal that the body has so much oxygen, it's now able to purge the toxic material from the system. And that's when all of a sudden the sweat will change and it'll be fairly acidic and you can burn a little bit. Basically, you get energized because the plasma, which is the water part of your blood, it goes to every cell of your body. And because you're exercising, the velocity of your blood is increased. So, and it's carrying this huge amount of oxygen. And that's one of the great things about this new system is you're getting this super saturated plasma going to all the cells of your body. And so it's enhancing the metabolic functions of the cell. Remember, we are oxygen beings. And one of the things that we know, as an example, is about cancer. Those cells ferment sugar to get their energy. So they're not using oxygen in the same way that normal respiration occurs on a cellular level. So what happens is this oxygen therapy is becoming the newest wave or newest method to help alleviate some of the symptoms of cancer and supercharging the body with oxygen. And Otto Warburg, one of the foremost researchers on oxygen in the 30s and 40s, found that cancer cells cannot live in the presence of high amounts of oxygen. And so that's why that's what we're using is this whole new exercise with oxygen therapy. So when we continue looking at that pyramid again, and the new form of exercise is this exercise with oxygen and going up, and then that's helping us to manage stress. The next one is reducing the toxic load. A lot of people don't realize that how much toxic things that we're exposed to. So when someone comes to our office and makes an appointment, that's one of the things that we're going to tell them. It's like stop stepping on the hand grenade. Stop putting this toxic load into your body, synthetic foods, synthetic vitamins, and even being exposed to cleaners and things in your home. Using the wrong toothpaste, the wrong kinds of soap. So reducing that toxic load becomes very important. Now, there's some really specific oils that we use. As an example, I use the lemon oil, and I put one or two drops in my quart of water because lemon is very detoxifying, any of the citrus oils.
They're antioxidants, so they qualify to deoxidate, antioxidate the body.
So that's what's so important. So when you want to reduce the toxic load, again, you're looking through your house and your medicine cabinet. But one of the easiest things you can do is drink water and put a little of the essential oil, lemon oil, into the water. Now, moving up that pyramid, it's informed self-care. You know, what happens when you go to the doctor because you have a condition? Our approach is to avoid going to the doctor to begin with, is to learn how to, in essence, what we talk about, help yourself and enlighten up at the same time.
Well, part of what you said there was informed self-care means you got to take the time to get educated. You got to take the time to do some classes on the body systems, to learn Health 101, to become knowledgeable about toxics, what are toxins, and how do I get them. Did you know that one of the number one ways that women get toxins over their very counterpart, their partner, is that they're using makeups and lipsticks and all of these types of skin products, where they're putting
and
way more
off the pores.
Yeah, and I actually had a discussion with a lady one day where she said there's no reason that her and her husband should have a difference in a cancer rate because they both drank the same things, ate the same food, slept in the same house, breathed the same air, and that there's no reason that, in her case, a female would get cancer faster than a male, her husband. And then we talked about, does your husband put lotion on 8 times a day? Does
or
your
lipstick.
Husband, yeah, put on lipstick.
And how many times do we see women retouching up their lipstick because they're eating it? You know, you're moistening your lips, and it seems like that they're eating. I mean, I wonder if there's been any studies of how much lipstick is consumed by the body in the course of the year.
Yes, there actually have been some studies about that. And did you know that lipstick is one of the highest products with aluminum? You know, it's not deodorants like people think. It's lipstick.
Exactly. And, you know, they're constantly eating that and putting it on more and more. Now, I know my wife, she's gotten into some of the natural makeups like Bare Essentials. But even then, the lipstick that you put on has to have these coloring agents. So we don't know all of the time what some of the, and they have to have preservative agents because there has to be some kind of fat or oil in that lipstick so that your lips become glossy and nice.
Did you know about 10 years ago I put up a health food store in one of the states, and we signed contracts that said we would not have any competitive health food stores in our strip mall, but they put right next to us a hair salon. And guess what happened to us? We had so much toxic overload coming through from the air system, from permanents and from chemical
hydrogen, all of the chemicals that they
were using,
coloring agents.
Yeah, and it was so unbecoming to our customers that we had to violate our contract and move because our customers would walk in our store and say, look, we just can't handle this.
Right. It's like when I go down the aisle at the supermarket where the soap aisle, okay, or the cleaning product aisle, I almost, it's like a wave that hits me. Basically, I get dizzy. I almost feel that wave of all those chemicals.
Did you know that happens to me in the candy aisle? For some reason, the amount of artificial flavors, artificial colors, different types of sugars, whether it be NutraSweet or sucralose or whatever. But when I walk down that aisle, you would think that it would create a happy essence.
Right,
some
because
kind,
of the sweet.
Because of the sweet. But I have just the opposite reaction. I get dizzy and I get a little itchy and I just like, this isn't good for me. I've even tried chocolates. And as much as my wife loves chocolate, I've even tried chocolates that do that to me. They make me choke up and gasp for air. And it has to be that there's some agent in the candy or the food that makes me realize it's not good for me.
I know on this last Halloween, you know, everybody's eating candy during Halloween. And I remember I said, God, I haven't had any of these candies, you know, and they come in these little teeny Three Musketeers or Butterfinger, and people buy these packages with little and pre-wrapped little bites. So I wanted to say, okay, I took one of those Butterfingers and I tasted it and I ate one, and it was totally different than what I remember as a child eating it. I would say all of these, the Three Musketeers and Snickers bars and Butterfingers and Baby Ruth's, the chemicals that have changed over the 50 years that these candy bars have been around, to me, they tasted totally different. I could not get the taste of the Butterfinger. It was a chemical taste, or even the Snickers bar. Everything was this chemical taste in it, and I think that's what you're experiencing.
Yeah, and did you know that today it's become totally acceptable for biochemists to make artificial flavors and artificial tastes? They're even doing it today in the hamburgers. You're allowed to create a barbecue flavor. You're allowed to dip a patty in a hamburger in an artificial charbroiled flavoring to make you think it came off the grill.
Oh, and some of the chemicals that you spray, you know, people go to a salad bar thinking that they're doing better because they're eating a big salad. A lot of these salad bars, they don't realize they spray these chemicals on to make the vegetables stay fresh. So that lettuce that's in there that got sprayed that's still crispy and looks brand new, that still might be a week old.
Yeah,
and people have no idea because of the chemicals that are on.
Saturated with, yes.
I'm wondering, in my board man, can they hear us? Are we coming through on the telephone?
They can hear you, but you have a caller, so we're trying to get back up on the system. We had to switch computers.
Yeah.
Oh,
your computer,
okay.
For some reason, your computer thing didn't work the connection.
Okay, what's happening now?
We're going to log into this computer instead.
Okay, so are we on?
You are on.
You're on the phone. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hopefully, look at this. We've got about 50% on my phone, so hopefully it's still working. We have it on speakerphone. It really, we apologize for all of this. Hopefully, we'll get these kinks worked out. I'm sure by next week we'll have all of this done. But it's a shame sometimes that all these, all of the technology, that we're dealing with, and sometimes this new system. So anyway, this is Eliezer Ben Joseph, and we're on Blog Talk Radio. And let me just say, give a little commercial out here. You can go to healthnaturallyetc.com and see all the specials of today. And you can see at Health Naturally, healthnaturallyetc.com, and scroll down, and you're going to see some of the in-store products and store specials. So, again, you can call the store, 1-800-706-0450. Or 915-833-0222, and you can get help. We mail things all over the country, and hopefully you can go to that website. That's the store's website, and check it out. Now, again, Natural Solutions Radio, which is the main website, on the left side of the page, you'll see there's a little Blog Talk icon, and you can click on that, and it has just below that the hours and the telephone number. We've called in at the 646-478-5814. That's the way we are all live right now. Our board isn't working, so I've had to call in. So Al and I are talking on my iPhone, and hopefully it's coming out. These iPhones are definitely working well. Compared to the phones from previous. So anyway, you can look and see the telephone numbers there. Our hours are there. Everything is there. Plus, when you scroll down in the middle of the page, you'll see there's a continual roll of 25 articles. So as we post articles, the top 25 are constantly rotating. And you can see... there's ozone medical therapy. There's herbal remedies for sleep disturbances. There's all of these articles that we post, my webmaster posts. And these articles are all from reputable journals. We don't quote from the Star, the Globe, or the National Enquirer. We only promote from reputable journals. So all of these articles. So as we post another article, what happens is that the last one drops off. So it's always rotating. Now, if you want to stop it from rotating, you just put your cursor in the middle there and put it over the article that you want and click on that, and that will it'll come up that article. There's about 40,000 articles on the website that are all searchable by single words. And you can go up and you'll see the search engine up there on the upper left side column just below the menu bar. And it says search, and you can put in any word, and it'll search all the articles that have that word. So you can put in an herb, a vitamin, an essential oil, and the articles will come up that have that. And I can hear the computer booting up again. It's definitely strange that we're having the difficulty, because last week and it was working so well, and we're using the same system. So I'm wondering what's happening.
I think you need to get a new computer.
Hey, that might be, this one... that computer's, it's only about 3 or 4 years old. Anyway, let me ask my board man, how are we doing?
We're almost there. We're just getting the stuff back up again.
Okay. Well, then Al and I will continue with Al, what are some of the best oils that we're using for digestion? We were talking about digestion before, and I was mentioning that that has to do with most of the stressors that we have today. Digestive issues are probably the single biggest. So are we on mute or these are open? Our mics are open.
Yeah, I think today it seems like peppermint is one of the most popular in the world for all countries, for all civilizations. Here in Texas, they call it yerba buena, and it means the good herb, really good herb. And it's peppermint tea, peppermint capsules, peppermint
oil that we have.
Yeah, and one little drop of peppermint is equivalent to about 28 to 30 tea bags. So essential oils are very effective in the way that you use them, and they're very concentrated in that if a person is dealing with digestive dysfunction, it just seems like this really works fast, immediately for people that have an upset stomach. The second one is ginger, and the third is fennel. Those three, fennel, for example, is very, very popular. As an herbalist, I use catnip and fennel for children, for little tiny infants all the time. Well,
that's correct. Extracts.
Extracts,
and,
yeah.
Oh, no question. Even in the ground up herbs, because of the sweet herbs,
right,
making a tea out of them. And those are really effective, calmative to the digestive tract. Fennel is one of those things we used to give to pregnant women or women that were nursing because it would make the milk so sweet. And fennel and anise and licorice root. These sweet herbs, some of the best digestive aids and calmative aids on the market today. Then it again becomes, there's so many different, you'll see you go into a health food store and you're going to see 10 companies selling the same thing. Now it becomes important that you do your research so that you know which companies are good and which aren't. I wonder how many companies are using the true ingredient lists that are, there's our speaker coming up. So now I hear that. So we're coming
okay.
up. I think, is it on? Are we on now?
Your headset is not on. Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, I can, I can hear that. How is that now? Now it's, getting louder.
I'm getting that headset.
Oh, here's yours. Okay, I'm getting a feedback, echo feedback. Let me turn the phone off. That's probably what's happening. And I think we're on live again. It's coming through. Oh, I apologize for this. It's really embarrassing when our technical stuff doesn't work very well and we have all this confusion that's going on. It takes us out of our train of thought and of what we're talking about and basically makes it a little difficult to have a cohesive show. So, again, I apologize. By next week, we should have all of these things worked out. My sister, who's listening to us in Chicago, so she just texted me that, Sandy, text again if you can hear it.
She it back on the computer.
So we're back on the computer again. So, we're talking through the telephone instead of through the board. And so hopefully it's coming through loud and clear. I have it on speaker. And I'm getting a little bit of an echo from the microphone. So are you hearing yourself?
Mm-hmm. No.
You guys are on.
Well, let's just continue to talk about some of the other things that digestion affects.
And she says, okay, so my sister's we're live in Chicago, so then that's
So let's continue to talk about digestion and about some of the things that are available today to people on the alternative side that can use products that can aid them in better digestion.
And you know, the thing that we understand is the when we talk about digestion and we talk about some of these remedies and we talk about de-stressing, the worse your stomach is or the more sensitive your stomach and digestive tract is, the more you pay attention to what we're saying. You know how there's the expression, some people can eat a rock, you know, oh, I can eat a rock, it doesn't bother me,
mm-hmm.
where other people, they eat something. And so one of the things we look at in food, the more sensitive your stomach is, one of the things that enhances digestion is simple things like what you mix food with, you know, how you eat and or drinking water. I teach all of our clients that the first thing that you're going to do to enhance your digestion is you're going to drink good water. But you want a large glass of water 30 to 45 minutes to an hour before each meal. That sets the stage for digestion. Now, digestion takes place at 104 degrees in your stomach. So that water that you drank is slowly warming up. And then as you begin to eat, then you have another glass of water with the meal that's room temperature. And that glass of water is what you're going to take your vitamins with. And, they're working. That's on. That's on, too. Anyway, you're going to second glass of water, which is with the meal, mm-hmm. that's to take your supplements, and that's going to enhance the digestion. The third glass of water is 2 hours after every meal, and that, again, is to accentuate the digestion and absorption of the nutrients. So you can hear in the background we're testing these microphones, but right now we're online. We're coming through our iPhone, my iPhone, and it's coming out. I don't know how clear it is, but my sister in Chicago said that it's coming through. So that's the first thing that you're going to do is when you for your proper digestion is you're going to want to drink some water and drink water properly. The second thing that can help enhance digestion is, we have a caller online. Let's go ahead. And hopefully it'll come through. I don't know. Will I be able to hear the caller? Go ahead.
Are you hearing me okay?
I'm hearing you
Hello?
Through my phone, yes.
Okay. I was wondering, for the past few years, whenever you buy a bottle of supplements anywhere, vitamin supplements or whatever, they all say yeast-free, soy-free, dairy-free, and, you know, so on and so on. I was wondering, what are the good health benefits of having a supplement that has brewer's yeast and oat straw?
Oh, well, brewer's yeast has been traditionally used for, years and years, hundreds of years. It's very high in B complex. It's one of I use a nutritional yeast product as an example and sprinkle it on my food. So if it has a good brewer's yeast in it, that's going to enhance because of the B vitamins. Now, when you see on these supplements, no soy, no milk, no dairy, no eggs, it's because these are the most allergic foods in the country. As an example, eggs and wheat and soy, they can be, and dairy products can be some of the most allergic foods that people experience in the country. So a lot of people there say, I'm allergic to soy, or I don't want soy, or I'm allergic to dairy. So the vitamin companies, they're going to put that on the labels because they want people to know that those products are allergen-free. Now, you can still have a reaction depending upon the ingredient list, but if you're reading an ingredient list that includes brewer's yeast, as an example, or nutritional yeast, it's probably an oat straw that you were saying. It's probably not a bad formula because it sounds like it's food grade.
It's food-based as opposed to synthetically created from coal tar.
Right. A lot of the vitamins that you'll see in Centrum or One A Day, some of these other vitamins, they're all made from coal tar. So people can react to those, and that's sometimes where you'll, when you go to the bathroom and you hear a plop, plop, because those pills don't even get digested, and they come out and you hear it as it hits the toilet and sinks to the bottom. There's actually been studies, people that do the, those porta potties, septic cleaners, they see all of these pills that never get digested. So
that was going to be my next question, because it seems to me that the problem is probably the quality of the product they're putting in and not the
quality ingredients themselves.
That's one of the things that I think it would be highly recommended, is to study the manufacturer's quality. And of course, everybody says their quality, because one person puts the label on the bottle straight, they think that's quality. Another company thinks that quality is because of the price and value.
Yes.
Other companies. And so what we have to look at is, what is your idea of quality? For example, in my household, we want a food-based product made from herbs, from vegetables, from plants, dehydrated, freeze-dried, whatever it takes to get real food-based glycomatrix products, as opposed to synthetically derived nutrients. The same discussion could be had about organic minerals versus inorganic minerals. You know, that calcium that's on your shower wall is still calcium, but it's inorganic. We want calcium from broccoli. We want calcium from alfalfa powder. We want calcium from a live plant that holds a lot of calcium. Do you see what I mean?
Now, they can take these plants and extract the calcium out of that, so you get a concentrated form of, say, the calcium or magnesium or potassium or whatever it is. But it's coming from that food. It's food grade. So knowing the companies that you shop for becomes paramount, and it's really you're quite. Who are we speaking to, by the way?
This is Joy from Amarillo. Yeah,
Amarillo.
Hi, Joy.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, by the way. I saw.
Yeah,
I apologize for all this technical support that we're working this out, and sooner or later it'll be the show will run really smoothly.
I didn't have any trouble at all.
Hey,
but that was
Joy.
what I thought in the back of my mind. It's not really the yeast or the oat straw or anything like that that they're actually allergic to. It's the quality. It's the poor quality of the product that they're allergic to. The synthetic. Yes. Yes.
Synthetic chemicals versus the natural, how it's made. Again, without becoming a chemist yourself, because sometimes it's difficult to read those labels and find out what you're taking. That's when you have to hope and you trust the company. That's why, as an example, we use Nature Sunshine herbs. We use doTERRA essential oils. And I really like the new Vitality Vitapack by the new one.
Yes,
by,
I just ordered that, and I'm so looking forward to getting that in the mail probably next week sometime. I'm really looking forward to getting started on that. So.
And it's a new concept that they're doing, and I'm sure that companies are going to all start following suit. But basically, everybody needs antioxidants. Everybody needs vitamins and minerals. Everybody needs the omega-3 fatty acids and omega oils. So what they did is they put a pack together with three bottles in it, and it's going to cover all of that at your dosages that become more than just minor amounts. Sometimes, as an example, you'll see someone puts into a supplement, and you're going to have this long list of nutrients that are in there, and they might put in 1 or 2 milligrams of CQ10. Now, that's an advertising gimmick so that they can write CQ10 on the label. But when you're taking CQ10, you want 50, 100 over 50 milligrams. You want 100.
Yes.
So when you put 1 or 2 milligrams in there, those are gimmicks. And that's one of the reasons I look at also Prime Longevity that I designed, because it has therapeutic levels. And people have been taking that. I designed that almost 10 years ago. And it's one of the supplements I'm very proud of, because the ingredient list that I design, and I go through a pharmaceutical company. Al just pulled up a doTERRA VitaPack, and you can see on the bottle, on the front, Lifelong Vitality Pack. And what was the concept, Al?
Well, the concept on the Lifelong Vitality Pack was two things. One, it seems like the census did a little study for the first time in 2013, I think they started asking people, are you doing anything to improve your health? It seems like I think 50% of the people said, I take a vitamin, but they have no idea in their education that, you know, are you taking a natural vitamin or a synthetically made vitamin? And when doTERRA did some studies about that, they realized that we have not enough people taking a food-based vitamin. And so they wanted to create a vitamin and a vitamin pack that contained all the vitamins and minerals along with its own digestive aid, all the antioxidants and its own digestive aid, and all the omega-3s high in omega-3 and 6 that contain the proper kind of fats, either from vegetables like flaxseed, evening pre-growth oil, borage oil, and then contained, or fish oil, and contained its own digestive aid to break down fats. And they used astaxanthin because it preserved fats and emulsified fats. So just done some just amazing research in getting a vitamin pack that's reasonably priced, and it's become our number one product. And in addition to that, they're the only company that I know, and I've owned health food stores for over 30 years, and they're the only ones that say that if you purchase their Vitality Pack through their loyalty reward program, and if you use it for 30 days and you're not satisfied with increased vitality and energy, you can return your product for a full refund. You know, that takes an amount of courage on a company's part to say, if you're not satisfied, we'll refund you. They sell about 5 million of these a month.
Oh my gosh, 5 million. Now, can you imagine going into a drugstore and they write a prescription and it doesn't work?
Yeah.
Can you take that prescription back and get your money?
No.
Yeah, I see that a lot. I see that a lot, people buying supplements at Walmart or the grocery store, and you can't see a difference in their health. You can't see the changes in their health. Yeah. So we're getting,
you know, taking, you know, their prescriptive medication. Can you imagine? I know that once they write that prescription and you touch that bag, you bought it and you can't return it. And they don't allow you to if that drug didn't work. Can you imagine all the people that would be complaining? That drugstores and pharmacies, they don't give refunds on prescription medication. And yet, how many people, we know that there's thousands and thousands of people that are actually having adverse effects from prescription medication, where there's very few adverse effects from vitamins and minerals, and healthy vitamins and minerals. Sometimes in the beginning, when you take a and you start a new program, what's going to happen is you're going to promote a cleanse that your body's going to go through, and you might have a little loose bowels in the beginning, and or you might have some kind of a little more gas and bloatiness because you're actually eliminating toxic material.
And that happens when fruit comes out early in the season and you start eating berries for the first time this season or this year. The same exact thing happens when you introduce natural nutrients to a body that's been eating nothing but refined carbohydrates and spaghettis and whatnot for the whole winter, and these fruits will come in and do the same thing. They'll create a cleansing reaction and just help your body detoxify itself, and it doesn't last but a day or two.
Right, and basically eliminate toxic material so many ways. You can poop it out, you can pee it out, you can sweat it out your skin, you can cough it out of your mouth, and you can blow it out of your nose. But those are the only ways that the body can eliminate toxic material. So that's one of the reasons, as an example, sweating is so important with exercise or with a far infrared sauna. One of the big studies they've done now is they've actually studied the sweat coming out of people using the far infrared saunas, and they've seen mercury and lead and arsenic all being eliminated from the sweat because of the heat. The far infrared heat penetrates deep into the body, much deeper than regular heat. So that's one of the things that we recommend people to do. And now you can buy these tent saunas for under $200 on Amazon or eBay, and they're very effective. So along with taking like a vitality pack, doing your exercise, doing your de-stressing, and eating healthy. So, Joy, I want to say thank you for tuning in and listening, and great question.
You've answered my question very thoroughly, and I really appreciate, and I'm very looking forward to getting started on my doTERRA Vital Pack.
Oh, I am too, because you're going to notice a difference. And, to me, people to take the responsibility and make the changes in their life, you know, that's something to be proud of, because it takes a lot of energy to make changes like that. It's not easy, especially when, let's say, the rest of the society, they look at you. Now, you know that there's a new disease out now that is has to do with people that are too conscious about their health. They actually have. If you're too conscious about eating healthy and taking vitamins and doing cleansing, that's actually a new psychological disorder that they're talking about. And I find that just almost ludicrous, that because someone has a desire to be healthy, that would be considered a mental disorder now. So, again, Joy, thank you very much. Hopefully you'll tune in every week. We're having a little difficulty this time, but you got your questions answered, so I really appreciate that.
Yes, and I really appreciate you, Doctor. Yes, and we do. We listen to your show every week. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Let me see. How are we on our board? Are we online? Are we still using the telephone only?
We've got the board working okay, but it's just installing.
Oh, it's still, the sound isn't...
It's still installing.
Oh, that looks like it's got forever to go. It's only one little part of that bar.
Yeah, it's about 5 minutes.
Oh, at least, yeah. So I can see the board. The sound is having to be reinstalled. So
I do have a specialist.
The
specialist?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, well, let's continue. Let me mention... for my wife in the store, you can go to healthnaturally.com, and there's some specials that are going on right now. The Ideal Omega from Barleen's essential oils, that's on. They have that new eye remedy in their fish oil fresh catch. That's a good company. When you go into a health food store, you'll see Barleen's. They're about 40 years old. If you take something like a Lifelong Vitality Pack, those same essential oils are going to be in the essential oil bottle. So you wouldn't need to duplicate that. But right now, they're 15% off at the store. And again, you can call the number 800-706-0450 or 915-833-0222, and you can get information on that. It's 15% off. The silver micronutrient, all sizes, are 15% off. Cell Energy, that's a new product from EcoPure Coral Calcium, and it produces hydrogen gas. And that's what I used to actually stop the cramping in my calves. You know, a lot of people, especially, you know, I'm going to be 70 years old, and you can, people, you know, our age, you know, you can almost wake up in the middle of the night, and sometimes that cramp in your calf just grabs you. And I was getting those. So I took the Cell Energy, and I would take one capsule twice a day, and all those cramping, waking me up in the middle of the night, stopped. Also, the coral calcium gummy bears, those are 15% off. The Cinnamon 6, which is a really good combination that was developed by a chiropractor for his mother. And she had diabetes, and he wanted to really help his mother. So he developed a and it's called Cinnamon 6, and it has all the nutrients to help with diabetes. And then the coral calcium, the 180 count, also 15% off. So you can go to Health Naturally, see the specials. If you go right to there, let me go to that page, and they should have some of those on there, and you can see the price specials on there. So is that working? Oh, we have another caller. Let's go ahead and take the caller. And by the way, let me give that phone number out. If you have questions for myself or Al or comments, our telephone number is 646-478-5814. Again, 646-478-5814. And we'll be able to take your call live. Let's see, who's on the air? Who is that?
You're on.
Who's our caller?
Hello?
Hello, yes, you're on. We can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, this is Dennis. How are you doing this morning, Doctor?
Oh, we're doing well. We're having a little technical difficulties, but I guess you guys can hear us. We're talking through the telephone. Not through the computer.
Yeah, it's coming through good. It sounds like you're talking through, you know, a speakerphone, but hey, it's good to hear you back on the air.
Oh,
I'm a normal listener by your old show, and I'm glad that I got a reminder about today, so I'm glad to be able to make the connection and listen to you.
Oh, and thank you very much. How can we help you this morning?
During your time I've been diagnosed as having chronic venous insufficiency, and there's a recommendation for basically ablation of the veins. And I was wondering, is there something from a health perspective that can help that along, or actually negate the need to actually have the surgery, the procedure?
Right. Depends upon what's happening. There's surgery that they do in the veins. There's a valve in your veins that help prevent the fluid from going down. It's a one-way valve. And so when you move your ankles, every time you step, as an example, and you step down, your arch goes flat, and then when you step up, the arch occurs again. Or when you're moving your ankle up and down, your toes from walking, that's pushing the fluid, excess lymph, up your legs, and it goes up into the veins. Sometimes you'll see the leg actually gets a little, what we call pedal edema, and you can... it's like a pitting edema. You can press your thumb in, and it'll leave a like an indentation. Or you can get a condition where the skin gets all red and irritated, and almost like the veins get a little infection. That could be a cellulitis or inflammatory condition of the tissue of the lower legs. It all has to do with poor circulation. One of the best things you can do, there is a machine called whole body vibration. And these new vibration machines, you stand on that and it'll vibrate you at 60 cycles per second or 30 cycles per second, or depending upon what you turn the machine up to. And it really increases dramatically the circulation in the lower legs and helps to push that fluid up. There's also, of course, things like ginger and ginger root ginger oil, you know, making a tea with ginger. It enhances digestion, but it's also one of the best things for circulation. Another one that's very good for circulation, which I learned from my mentor, John Christopher, is cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper is one of the strongest herbs in the world that balances out the circulatory system. The only problem is it could be a butt burner if you're like a gringo like me. And so, you know what I mean? Do you use cayenne pepper?
No, I do not. I have not tried that. Yeah.
If you're like me, I can't take those really heavy spices being a gringo. But boy, I have some of my Hispanic friends. They take these little pequeño chili peppers that are just hot as anything. And oh my gosh. But anyway, cayenne pepper, chili pepper, very, very good for the circulatory system. I wonder if that's why so many in the Mexican community, they live so long sometimes, even though they're eating so much garbage food and chicharrones and pork and all of that.
Menudo.
Oh, yeah. Jewish penicillin, you know, that's the chicken soup is our antibiotic. So, menudo. But they use so much cayenne pepper and chili pepper that it really enhances the circulatory system. So those kinds of things. Of course, drinking water so your blood doesn't get too thick. One of the reasons that people have such blood pressure issues, when you look at their blood under a microscope, there's a condition called rouleau, where the blood actually stacks up on top of each other. Blood is not round like a ball. It's actually shaped like a life preserver, and it's indented on both sides. So it's flat, like where you can put a life preserver on top of each other, and they get this stack of coins look. And that's a digestive issue. Sometimes there's too much protein. And sometimes you see the blood is so sticky because there's not enough fluid in the plasma. So drinking water, you'll hear me constantly talk about a glass of water an hour before each meal, a glass of water with each meal that's room temperature. And that's where you can put like a tablespoon or a couple of teaspoons of apple cider vinegar into that glass of water that you're eating with your meal, because that enhances the digestion. Let's see how we're doing. My board man is coming over and testing and see if anything's working yet. I can't tell. Drinking water helps to thin that blood out and becomes very, very important. Are you hearing anything, Al?
Very slightly, probably.
Is it finished load program?
I'm working on your computer.
Okay, so he's still working on it. Anyway, you can still hear us. Dennis.
Yep, I sure did, Tim.
So anyway, those are some of the things you can do. Got probiotics. That's another good thing for digestion and circulation. It's the good bacteria that lives in our intestines. And there's billions and billions, actually trillions of cells. As an example, there's between, let's say, 85 and 100 trillion cells in the human body, but only about 15 to 20 trillion are us. The other amount are actually organisms that live on us or in us. And so people don't realize that those bacteria are so important. There's bacteria that live on your skin that if you get a cut, as an example, that bacteria instantly gets mobilized to help prevent germs and other negative bacteria from going in. And you have these positive bacteria. And that's where you take things like probiotics. You'll hear about Bifidophilus or Acidophilus and the natural yogurts or eating sauerkraut, because those probiotics really enhance digestion. And they also enhance circulation. So that's another thing that you can really look at. The B vitamins, so many of the B vitamins help convert food into energy. And so having enough energy so that you're able to do the things that you want to do. not just that you're barely living, but that you're feeling well and you're able to go out and do the things that you really want to do. So the B vitamins help the nervous system, and they help the digestive system and the circulatory system and the nervous system. There's so many things that B vitamins do. And so those are also going to enhance. That's where I was talking before about nutritional yeast. It's one of the highest sources of natural B vitamins. And it tastes wonderful. It tastes like this cheesy powder, and you mix it in soups or casseroles, or sometimes just want something that gives you that cheese flavor, and there's nothing like it. It's every once in a while when you have that pizza, because you know you got to have. I think that's one of the food mandatory. At least every 6 months you have to have a pizza.
Exactly.
And you put some nutritional yeast on there, it really makes it enhanced.
I try to tell the professor, it's for me, it's menudo and shrimp and lobster, and he gets sick hearing me say it.
Oh, and I look at that bottom feeder. And what is it, calamari. Yeah, baby squids. And, you know, so there's a lot of food. You know, I remember when the Olympics were in China, and there was a program on TV where they showed all these stands, you know, one right after the next. And they were eating the most bizarre foods that you ever saw, you know, scorpion on a stick and centipede on a stick and beetle on a stick. And people were just eating. Oh, my God. And it was all there. You saw whole line of stands, you know. So when you travel around the world, you see people eating the most bizarre foods. And we're spoiled because, you know, as an example, open air. You go to Morocco or someplace and you see the open air market, and there's the butchers, and there's the chickens just hanging in the sun and dripping, and there's the side of beef. I remember once that I was looking, and I was about, 20 feet away from the stall, and looking at this black thing. What is this huge black thing that was there? And as I got closer, I realized it was the side of beef totally covered in flies. And so when the butcher wanted to cut something off of it, he went over and smacked at it, and all the flies flew off of it. He cut a piece off and threw it on that butcher's table. And I was just going, oh, my gosh, you know, how do people stay healthy eating all of these foods?
I went to Madrid, Spain one time and spent a little time in Madrid. And they would take the quarters of beef and hang them in the bars. And then they would get dry on the outside and cured. And they would just leave them there for months. And they would be cured of salts and stuff that they'd rub on them. And it was just amazing when they were ready to make sandwiches. They would just go over there and slice a big slice out of that. It looked like prosciutto, you know. It would be just this beautiful dried up meat. But it was just amazing how it was completely different than what
and
we
And preserved did. With natural salts and herbs and things, and how they dry out. Beef jerky, that's another, you know, people, the Indians, and they used to use that because it lasts so long.
My culture would take and go shoot a deer, and they would come home and cure and cut the deer and hang it on just like a clothesline with salt and pepper and stuff like that. And it would stay sitting on that clothesline literally for weeks and weeks
and
probably
it would dry
out. And it would dry out, and then they would put it in a bottle. And it was the best. As a child growing up, I remember that beef jerky or deer jerky was, to me, some of the best treats we ever had. And it never got cooked, and it was just dried meat.
And me, I became a vegetarian. My father had a butcher shop, and sometimes I would work in there, and I'd play Rocky in the cooler where you're beating on pieces of meat. But sometimes I'd see all this stuff that was being cut off meat. And when I worked going through high school and college, I worked at Lucky Stores in the meat department cleanup. And you'd see some of this stuff that's being cut off the meat. And I became a vegetarian. That was, one of the reasons I just You know.
Well, one of my college jobs, I worked for a butcher plant in Utah, and we used to have to cut the lips and put them in a big old box, the lips off the head of the cow, and put them in there so we could send them to the sausage factories.
Oh,
and
God.
I'll tell you, if you've ever had to handle beef lips for a 8-hour shift, you would never want a sausage again in your life.
Eating beef lips. You know. Oh. And have you ever had French fried chicken lips?
Oh, but I also saw them grind up the combs on the chicken. What do they call those? And
the combs.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And the pig snouts and the chicken.
Oh, pickled pig feet.
I saw there's a show on TV called Andrew Zimmer, Bizarre Foods.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Bourdain.
So anyway, I saw this one show. They were in the Mississippi Delta in the bayous, and there was this, they were eating this sandwich. Just, it was on a white dinner roll, just a plain white bread roll, and it was chicken snouts. I mean, pig snouts. And they can hold up the snout of a pig, and it looked, you could just see the nose of the pig, and they'd put it between this Hungry Jack white dinner roll, and they would think one side with mayonnaise and one side with mustard, and they thought that was just the best sandwich. And it was like pig lips. Pig snouts, and oh my God, I couldn't believe they were eating that stuff. And they all were like 300, 400 pounds. So when you go around the world, you see people eating just bizarre foods around the world. And Americans have it really easy. You go to a grocery store and you see all these products that are just pre-wrapped, and they're very nice, you know, in a grocery store.
My father was telling me that he went to Vietnam. That during the war in Vietnam, he got honored with a little ceremony by the Vietnamese one time. And he said they brought a monkey and chopped his head off and tried to offer him monkey brains. And then for a deep-fried delicacy, they killed a whole bunch of sparrows and would deep-fry the sparrow head in grease. And then you'd hold the beak and eat the crunchy head. That was terrible.
Have you ever eaten anything bizarre, Dennis?
Oh yeah, I've been over. I traveled the world. I was in the Air Force, and the one of the things when I went into Saudi Arabia, they would have something what they call a goat grab, which is kind of like a, you know, a party on the last day of the week, you know, Thursday, Friday time frame, and then the guest of honor would go ahead and get the eyeball. You know, the goat grab, the goats were great. Actually, it was very good eating. But you never wanted to be the guest of honor.
I lived in the Middle East for about 7 years, and they do eat a lot of goat. They don't eat a lot of beef, as an example. You didn't see beef but you saw goat being raised. And
yep.
I guess, again, it's the environment that the animal lives in. Goats, you know, they find anything to be able to eat it. And the harsh vegetation that grows in a desert where a cow would just never survive. And in the United States, you know, I don't see people eat goat or lamb very much. They're eating mostly pork and beef.
You find out that, you know, stuff that's grown back here in the U.S. or raised back here is different in texture and flavor than what you see overseas. I mean, I don't like lamb in the U.S., but I was in Iceland and I enjoyed it. You know, I loved it. It was great eating. Same thing with a goat in the Middle East.
It's a sweeter meat than beef. And
it's a different texture to it.
Yeah.
At least the ones that's overseas, a different texture.
My grandmother used to make a lot of things with lamb and lamb chops. And I remember, you know, Jewish heritage and European heritage that... lamb is consumed quite a bit, where, again, not in this country very much. I hear them being cleaned up. Still not on. So we'll find out. Dennis, thanks very much for joining us. I really appreciate it. And
yeah,
we'll
just,
be on.
Just one other question. Just if you can. Just, you know, I'm taking Prime Longevity. Is there, so cayenne pepper, you know, using that in my water or just supplementing that into my diet, at what rate would you say?
Can you eat chili pepper and sprinkle that on your food? Do you like that?
To a certain degree.
Around here, we call it
that's good if you can add that to your diet, sprinkling it. I mean, it does come in capsules, but I learned from John Christopher, when you eat it, your taste buds have to recognize the cayenne pepper, and that's where you get the full effect. When you take it in a capsule, it doesn't work the same, as an example, for blood pressure as when you take it in a glass of water and drink it. But cayenne pepper can help bring down high blood pressure, and it'll also raise low blood pressure. So cayenne pepper can balance out circulation. So by adding chili pepper and paprika, pepper, black pepper, white pepper, red peppers, add those to your diet, it can enhance tremendously the nutritional support. They're very high in vitamin C. They're very high in the carotenes, beta carotene especially, and they're high in antioxidants. So they have a lot of nutrients. They would be considered some of these superfoods. Cayenne pepper, I think, would be considered these. Yeah, a superfood. There are actually superfoods that spirulina and yogurt and some of these foods are really considered very high grade. Ginseng is important. So any other questions?
No, sir. Thank you so much. And it's good to hear you back on the radio.
Oh, thank you so much. And you can hear, can you hear us through the computer even though you hang up the phone?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I'm listening to you actually on my iPhone, so I'm doing great.
Oh, on the iPhone. Okay. Yeah. And what did you do? You went to Blog Talk Radio and just clicked on the live, or did you have to go to? How'd you get that on the iPhone?
I got an email from y'all this week as a reminder that you were going to be on Blog Talk, so all I had to do was push a button, and finally got to it. So.
You went to the Blog Talk on your iPhone and then clicked the listen live. I got you. So hear that out there. If there's anybody else listening, you can take that with your iPhone and everything. There's search engines, and you go right to the Blog Talk Radio. There's a button that'll say listen live, and you click right through your iPhone.
Yep, it worked effectively.
Newsletter. That's a good thing that you signed up because, we have this newsletter go out once a week, and we'll be putting announcements on there. Dennis, I really thank you very much for joining us, even during this today's show where we're having a little of these technical difficulties. Thank you for being a loyal listener. I do appreciate it.
Hey, well, I'm happy to be – I'm happy to hear you on the radio again, so it's all good.
I was out for a good while. How's that working?
You have another caller, actually.
Oh, another caller? Let's go ahead and take that other caller. You're online. Who is it? Let's get them online.
All right. There you go.
And click that. Caller, you're on. Who is that?
You're on, caller.
You're on, caller. So if you just called in, I can't I don't have a name on the computer. No, I'm not hearing him. Okay. So we'll just continue. Again, I apologize for the technical issues that we're having. We'll have them fixed up by next week, I'm sure. And can we? You can't run any of the commercials that we have, can you?
No. And no, because it's not coming through.
Right, it's not coming through the computer.
You do, you have a bad cable.
It might be the cable, and we're not sure, but all of these, we'll have to check it out again. But I appreciate all of you sticking through with us through what's going on, because We really want to be able to give you good information and have a show that's really people like listening to, and they get the information that's really appropriate and some of the cutting edge leading technologies today that people can utilize. In the meantime, please, you can go to Natural Solutions Radio, and on the front page, you'll see in the middle there's a Blog Talk Radio. That has March 3rd dates on it, but actually we should have it. We'll take the date off because it's on every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and that's Mountain Standard Time. And you can see the telephone on there if you want to get on the line and ask us questions or have comments. And that's 646-478-5814. And again, that's the line to get us directly onto the Blog Talk Radio. And there's also a chat room, but I don't know if that has been anybody on it. I looked before, and I hadn't gone to the chat room, so we'll leave that alone. Anyway, again, I appreciate are you getting a text? Anybody calling
Vince,
you?
Vince is saying I can't hear.
Oh, Vince is saying he can't hear.
I hear you. You're on.
So we are still on. Okay. Again, for my wife and the specials that are happening at Health Naturally, if you live in El Paso, of course, 7040 North Mesa, you can come by the store, Health Naturally, and get some of the specials that are going. Or if you're listening on the radio, you can call the 1-800 number. That's 1-800-706-0450 or 915-833-0222. You can go to Health Naturally, healthnaturallyetcetera.com, and you can see the specials, or you can call in and order product. We deliver all over. If you order $100 worth, we'll pay the shipping. And so there's some good products that are on special. Again, the essential oil, omega-3 oils from Barlean's, the fish oils, the eye remedy, silver micronutrient, cell energy from the coral, cinnamon 6. So the EcoPure coral products are on. These are all on special, so you could take advantage of it. And again, by the board. That should be on. I see the lights on. So
it's on, but it's just not going through the computer.
It's not going through. That plug is not working. And maybe it is the cable. I don't know. We'll have Gerald when he's back and have to come back in. Anyway, let me go ahead and continue on. Basically, there's some really good, I know Al and I, Al was over working with the computer, so there's some really three articles that came out this week that had to do with vaccines, and so I wanted to mention some of these studies that were out, because there were three studies that were specific to vaccines, and one is the natural immunity to chickenpox, and they found that letting your child get the chickenpox was much it was better for your immune system than the high risk of vaccination. And as an example, when I was a child, nearly everybody came ill with the chickenpox. Like nearly all kids, when I became ill with it, I stayed home from school and about a week, and I fully recovered. But all of that changed in 1995 when the FDA licensed and approved a live attenuated chickenpox vaccine for persons aged 12 months or older, greater than 12 months old. After the vaccine began to be used by most children, the incidence of chickenpox did decline. However, what did happen is that you had shingles that became rampant. And shingles is just another name for the very similar type of virus. So was the chicken pox vaccine effective at lowering the incidence of chicken pox? Well, yes, due to the vaccine, there was a lowered incidence of chicken pox. Did it actually help the immune system improve the lives of the children and the rest of the population? That question was easy to answer, and it was no. So, yes, there was less chickenpox due to the vaccine. However, shingles, as I'm saying, with the painful reoccurrence of chickenpox, has become an epidemic illness affecting both children and adults. And the rapidly increased incidence of shingles is directly related to the use of the chickenpox vaccine. And so when they allowed children to naturally have the chicken pox, the incidence of shingles was much, much lower. So I keep hearing that mantra that vaccines are safe and effective, and that simply is not true. Vaccines are associated with a host of adverse effects. In the case of chicken pox virus, a recent study looked at the adverse effects of therapy. And the study concluded we identified no unexpected safety concerns. However, when the entire study is read, a different picture is formed, because the author found 14,000 plus reports of adverse events reporting to the government after a second dose of the chickenpox vaccine. So that's the first article that I wanted to mention. It's better to let your child have the chicken pox and build up a natural immunity than all of these vaccines. The second study was the DPT-OPV, which is the diphtheria pertussis and the oral polio virus. And they found that children vaccinated with the DPT-OPV have a tenfold increase risk of death. So the question becomes, where is the outrage? Because the DPT shots associated with a tenfold higher mortality rate. And this was a study in 2017, and they compared the diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, and the oral vaccine vaccinated group of children to unvaccinated group. Now, this one was done in Africa, and the authors found that those that were vaccinated had a tenfold increase of risk of death in the vaccinated group than that received only the DPT shots. So, you know, when you look at the Centers for Disease Control to do a, I'd like to see them do a study, an actual study in the United States between vaccinated children and unvaccinated children, and see who actually is the healthier group. Because all of the children that I know that have never been vaccinated, they don't get sick, they don't have the allergies, they don't have the issues that vaccinated children have. So, and then the question becomes, why would the CDC refuse to do a study like that? And why would they refuse to do a vaccinated versus unvaccinated? Well, after seeing what happened in poor children in Africa, the CDC, which owns the vaccine patents and receive hundreds of millions of dollars in vaccine sales, they can't risk a negative outcome study. So that's why I hope right now President Trump is going to curtail some of the things that the CDC does. And to me, the CDC epitomizes that swamp that President Trump was talking about draining. And then the third study that came out was on the HPV vaccine. And the HPV vaccine, this is the headline, is a giant deadly scam, according to the lead developer of the vaccine. So an expert involved in the approval process for the human papillomavirus, vaccines, Gardasil, and Cervarix, is speaking out about the dangers and why you should not risk your children's health in getting that vaccine. And basically, her name is Diane Harper, and she was the professor and chair of the Department of Family and Geriatric Medicine at the University of Louisville. And she revealed at the 4th International Conference on Vaccinations that the HPV vaccines are essentially worthless because rates of the cervical cancer in the U.S. are extremely low anyway. And her speech was intended to promote the benefits of vaccines, but she changed her mind and went in a different direction. And she wanted to clean her conscience about the deadly vaccines. So, Dr. Harper, a former vaccine researcher for Merck, said she wouldn't be able to sleep at night unless she aired the truth about the HPV vaccines. And in her speech given in Virginia, she said that 70% of all HPV infections resolve themselves without treatment, and 90% do so within 2 years. So, these are some of the issues about vaccines. And again, we tell expectant mothers, please, when your baby is born, do not let them take the baby and do in the other room and give them the hepatitis B vaccine. Their body doesn't have the antibodies yet. They haven't had that first nursing where they get transfer factor from the mother's milk. So please do not allow your child. I personally think that HPV vaccine that's given, I mean the hepatitis vaccine for hepatitis B that's given at birth, it should be malpractice. And here's my guy on the board. And how we doing? Is it anything working? Are we online?
No, I mean it's not. You're still on the.
I'm still on the phone, but not on the computer online. Okay.
You got 8 minutes.
Okay, so I really appreciate Dr. Harper. She had to come clean in her own emotional state because of the vaccines. And I tell my expectant mothers that, to as little as possible, don't give the vaccines. And it is, recommended that the government recommends that you get the vaccines, but it is not a requirement. And, a lot of people say that you won't be able to go to school. That's also not true. You can sign a waiver. And you would think that the vaccinated child would have no problem with an unvaccinated child because that child that's been vaccinated should be protected. And yet in the schools, they're saying they're afraid of the unvaccinated children, but they're not getting the diseases that the vaccine is supposed to prevent. So when you look at these children growing up, 10, 12, now 15 years old, that have never been vaccinated, they don't have the allergies. They don't have any of the diseases that other children get throughout school age years, whether it's grammar school, junior high, or high school. Oftentimes you see children out of they're out of school quite often because of sicknesses. And the ones that don't have the vaccine, they seem to never miss a day of school. So again, that's part of that original what I talked about in the beginning of the show of using a natural approach or using the medical approach. The medical approach is vaccines, synthetic chemicals in the food, and that it's okay to eat whatever you want. And they even list as an example, I've mentioned in a show previous, that the government looks at food and it depends how much fat and how much cholesterol it has. So if it's low cholesterol, low sodium, and low fat, it's considered a healthy food. So as an example, the government will rate Pop-Tarts or Trix or Cocoa Puffs as healthier than eating an avocado and or eating olives, because olives and avocado and seeds and nuts are all high in fat. But the difference is that it's healthy fat, and the healthy fat is totally different than the regular fat. And I have an article in front of me right here that this was from London, and it was a study conducted at the British Medical College, the Imperial College in London, in England. It was published in their journal, the British Medical College Medicine. And they found that eating a handful of nuts helps slash your risk of diseases and death. And it is noted that nuts are considered in the natural health food industry a superfood due to the high level of fiber, vitamins, and the various antioxidants. And the fats that it contains are the healthy fats. And there was a study that analyzed 29 other previous studies from around the world that included about 820,000 participants. And they examined the association between consuming nuts and the risk of various illnesses, diseases, and death. And the team found that consuming a handful of nuts each day was associated with a 22% decrease in the risk of death from all causes. In addition, nuts helped lower the risk of heart disease by nearly 30% and decreased the risk of diabetes by about 40%. And these results were seen from consuming all kinds of nuts, which included hazelnuts and walnuts and macadamia nuts and pine nuts and even peanuts. But peanuts are not really considered a nut. They're a bean. So according to the lead study, because the nuts are high in fiber and magnesium and polyunsaturated fatty acids, nutrients that are beneficial for cutting cardiovascular disease, they even reduce the cholesterol levels. So if you want to lower your risk of serious illness and death, then you might want to consider adding a handful of nuts to your diet every day. Now, I have another article at the same time, and this was a Spanish study. Excuse me?
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes left. Okay, so this study involved 9,000 people and suggested that a Mediterranean diet leads to improved levels of health and cholesterol and blood glucose. And but they found that including nuts and berries provided great advantages in averting metabolic syndrome, which is like a pre-diabetes. And it also helped to avoid a cluster of symptoms linked to heightened risk of obesity, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes. In particular, they found that the Mediterranean diet, supplemented with 15 grams of walnuts and 7.5 grams of hazelnuts and 7.5 grams of almonds per day, appeared to provide a long-term 50% reduction in the risk of all forms of cardiovascular disease, more than the Mediterranean diet high in olive oil and low fat. So the research was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. And in another study, researchers found that people who supplemented their everyday diet with 2 to 3 ounces of pistachios per day for 4 weeks showed a significant improvement in their cholesterol ratios and their intake of high fiber, and it also lowered their risk of saturated fats. This study was published in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition. So these studies challenge previously held belief that eating the nuts and seeds were too high in fat. And so it was not good for our health. But these studies now show conclusively that a moderate amount of seeds and nuts, because of the monosaturated fat, really do help us. How much time do we have left?
30 seconds.
So we got about 30 seconds left, and so I want to say thank you for those of you joining us today, even in the midst of our technical difficulties. And again, remember, next week we'll be on at the same time, 10 to 12. Hopefully we'll have all these things worked out. So please join us. Count me down to 10 seconds so I know how long I can keep going. Okay, so we're at the 10-second level. So I'll talk to everybody next week, and hopefully Al will be here, and we'll have another great show. And, yeah, normally I would have heard her speak to me in the headphones, and I didn't hear her.
Yeah, you know what? This cable is bad. It's